This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 8, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The European Aviation Safety Agency announced yesterday that 2007 was a good year overall for aviation safety in Europe, but adds that challenges still remain. In its second annual safety review, EASA says the number of fatal accidents involving aircraft registered in member states performing commercial air transport operations dropped from 6 in 2006 to 3 in 2007, accounting for only 5% of all fatal accidents in the world that year. As for this year, EASA notes, quote, "Nevertheless, and despite the tragic accidents of a Spanair MD-82 on August 20th, which caused 154 fatalities, the trend for the decade still indicates that the number of accidents worldwide in commercial air transport is declining," unquote. EASA's annual safety review is intended as public information, and its numbers are widely quoted by other organizations worldwide. EASA fosters cooperation between regulators and industry through the European Strategic Safety Initiative, which analyzes data to identify opportunities to improve safety. If you thought the capacity cuts announced by several major airlines for this quarter were deep, get ready for more. That's the opinion of aviation consultant Michael Boyd, who predicted Monday that U.S. airline capacity on domestic routes may decline further next year, and falling capacity could spur still more cuts. The Dallas Morning News reports that at his annual Boyd Group Aviation Conference, Boyd said that this is not like previous industry cycles, and customer demand could fall faster than the airline's plans to cut seats. Quote, "This is not an aviation cycle. What this is a whole new environment. We have grown up on oil prices being relatively low. They're going to be high. That means how you do business, where you do business, is going to be different," unquote. He notes that for the first time in 35 years, fuel prices have prompted airlines to park aircraft and cut service, even before customer demand has dropped. Quote, "They don't want to carry low-fare people to Florida. They don't want to carry people to Vegas anymore. The reason for that is real simple. They can't make money on it anymore," unquote. On the airline side of things, American Airlines VP of State and Community Affairs, Kevin Cox, finds himself a frequent bearer of bad news as flights and some entire routes are dropped. Quote, "I've been in my job for a year and a half, and I've done nothing but deliver bad news to a lot of communities. It's a very sobering message to say we're not coming back anytime soon," unquote. Cuts by American and regional partner American Eagle total 12% of domestic capacity compared to a year ago. Alaska Airlines plans to operate 16% fewer flights in the first quarter of 2009, year to year. One of the few bright spots in the business, believe it or not, has been public acceptance of all the new a la carte fees for checked bags, changed flights, and snacks and more. Brandon Peterson, Alaska Airlines controller and VP of finance, observes that passengers complain far more about a $25 fare increase than they do about a $25 charge for a second checked bag. Quote, "I think those fees are here forevermore," unquote. Well, maybe. It sure was nice flying to Orlando on Southwest this week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Piper brags about its piston sales. Bombardier Flexjet offers carbon offsets. And Hawker Beechcraft announces a $70 million sale at NBAA. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the interest of equal time, we'll hear part of James Carville's response to comments we heard yesterday from his wife, Mary Madeline, at NBAA's opening session Monday morning. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.